everybody. Welcome back to another edition of The Layover from CES. We have an exciting guest for you guys today. We have Justine Johnson, who's the Chief Mobility Officer of the State of Michigan, here to talk about some of the infrastructure projects and the thing that the State of Michigan is doing to make travel more accessible, talk about what's going on in Canada. Justine, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, first interview of the day. Yeah. So you want to tell me a little bit about yourself, a little about your role? Sure. What are you responsible for mainly in your remit?
Sure. So again, Justine Johnson, Chief Mobility Officer for the State of Michigan. I lead the Office of Future Mobility and Electrification, and that office was created by Governor Whitmer in 2020. Mm-hmm. We're the office that's the one-stop shop for all things mobility. And for us, we define mobility as anything that utilizes clean energy to move people, to move goods, and to move information.
Oh, amazing.
So it's all of these different verticals of how you move those things. That could be across land, across air, and across water as well. So it's really complex.
A lot of scope.
And it's very broad, but it also is how we're thinking about all of these parts and pieces and how traditional transportation connects with emerging mobility innovation.
I love that. Big thing that travelers have always thought about Michigan is the road trip, you know, the home of the automobile. As cars continue to electrify, there's always, you know, some hesitation, I think, from travelers to use their electric cars for road trips. You know, I have a Tesla, but I also have an EcoDiesel Ram for, you know, when I go on long hauls, when I go on ski trips and stuff with the kids. How do you see charging infrastructure being proliferated within the state? And do you feel like road tripping as a vacation option is becoming more accessible to electric passengers in electric vehicles?
Yeah. So I also do drive an electric vehicle myself. Nice. So I drive a Ford Mustang Mach-E.
Oh, let's go.
So her name is Grace. She's a fun pony to ride around the state with. But we're doing a lot in Michigan when it comes to EV charging infrastructure. I'm proud to say that we have the first public wireless charging roadway in the United States.
Wow,
located
that's
in Detroit.
Cool.
So essentially, this is a roadway that allows for a vehicle that has a receiver underneath it to connect with the road. So
amazing.
Essentially, it's charging while it's driving. So really pushing that type of innovation. And technology is
how long is that track?
Right now it's about a fourth of a mile.
Okay.
And
is it essentially like a test track?
It's actually on the public street.
Wow.
So, it's in
so people
it's not, it's
theoretically
not
could use it if they
Anyone
have the right
drive.
Capabilities.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that is true.
And is that in partnership with one of the local like I know you guys have all the big OEMs in town. Is that in partnership with the auto industry?
So it's actually a partner which is Electrion. And Electrion is a service provider. So essentially they have the technology that goes into the roadway. We've also collaborated, of course, with the city of Detroit because it is in the public right of way. So it's in Corktown. And we've also brought in DTE, which is the utility provider. So there are many partners here. The state is also at the table. Michigan Department of Transportation as well, which is the lead project manager for that work. So it's a lot of stakeholders coming together. And it's interesting because it's not just an electric road. It's also a smart road when you think about information that's being sent back and forth between the cloud.
It's
and
a connectivity
as well as
point as
well. Yeah. So that part's really cool. And I guess back to your point about the longer trips. So we have a project called the Lake Michigan Circuit. And this is essentially allowing for essentially around the 1,100 drivable miles along Lake Michigan. The goal is to have EV charging infrastructure at least at every 50 miles.
Wow.
So at least to provide that seamless level of connectivity, whether you're driving from Illinois or Ohio, really enjoying that beautiful coastline and being able to charge as well. So some of it we're actually seeing organically, lots of beds and breakfast locations.
And they're putting
up,
in their own
and
chargers.
They're putting in their own chargers.
Stuff.
Yeah, just encouraging people to stay, enjoy themselves, and really, you know, take in all of the pristine areas of the state of Michigan.
I love that. Yeah. We talked a little off camera about your airport and it being an international hub. Do you want to talk a little bit about the airport?
Yeah. So DTW is another really exciting location, especially within the state of Michigan. And I think most people, when they think about Michigan, they may not think Detroit being this international hub where you can get flights, direct flights at that, going to Europe, going to Asia, all around the United States, the Caribbean islands and more. And so I think that's something that's really exciting, especially for people who are coming for business, people who are coming for tourism, and just getting to know the state. So we do have an airport that is very robust in terms of the number of people that it serves. And as well as the number of airlines that are operating out of that airport as well. So that's a really just important asset that I always like to make sure people know, especially as they think about cities that they want to travel to for the first time or if they're doing business.
Well, we'll have a lot of international travelers this year for things like the World Cup and stuff like that. It's a good moment to be able to drive some awareness around that. So we talked a little bit about the bridge and the Canadian border travel. This year, sadly, American travel from Canada to America is down by 25% nationally. You guys are neighbors with Canada, so you have a great entry point, especially for cross-border travel. Any trends that you're seeing? Are you optimistic that things will bounce back? Or what are some of the anecdotes that you've seen around travel on the Canadian border?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, really optimistic about travel between Detroit, Michigan, and as well as Canada. And again, right now we have the Ambassador Bridge that's put in place and it's been in place for a while. And that's where a lot of the traditional truck and automobiles go back and forth. One important aspect to know is that there are a lot of people who live between either Detroit or as well as Canada who commute back and forth
for
the auto industry.
Wow.
So there's that.
Okay.
And then there's also the reality where a lot of our goods, about $325 million worth of goods, move back and forth across the Ambassador Bridge. And so it's a really important entry point and hub that is allowing for that exchange of goods between both the United States and as well as Canada. In 2026, so very soon, we are opening the Gordie Howe Bridge, which is going to be a new pedestrian and as well as bike and automotive and automobile and truck bridge. So that's going to open up very soon. Really excited about that project.
And will that have an impact and help with wait times and congestion?
Two locations where, you know, again, people, whether they're visiting, whether they're moving back and forth for their live-work experience, or whether that's about moving goods, they'll be able to use both of those bridges and those access points to go back and forth. And I love that it's a bridge that someone can walk on. So I think about pedestrians
and having
that experience in the summertime, but also being able to ride your bike.
Almost becomes like a tourist attraction in a way, right? Like go walk across the bridge for a walk or a bike ride or something like that.
Right.
A great view. And you can say, hey, I went to Canada on my trip. But if you just go across the bridge and have a bite to eat or check it out, check out what's on the other side.
Yeah, I did the Detroit Half Marathon last year, and running across the Ambassador Bridge was really fun, right?
It's probably the highlight of the run, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful, and, you know, you're taking it all in. It was raining in the morning, so wasn't all the best weather conditions, but it was just still amazing to just have this moment just going across this bridge. And seeing, again, being right in the middle, literally between a body of water, and you're like, I'm right in between United States and Canada, and that was really fun.
That's amazing. All right, let's talk a little bit about your CES trip. So what brought you to CES this year? What are you doing to evangelize on behalf of the state and your role? What are kind of your marketing moments this week?
So CES for me is always a really great place for me to see globally what's happening in terms of new technologies and innovations that are supporting the mobility industry. And that's my sweet spot. So I know that there's so much tech that's there.
You got to drill down.
I'm very specific.
You got business
in that area.
To do.
Yeah, and the role of AI and how AI is, you know, this big conversation around the role of AI and really building trust between the human experience. And how do you actually do that effectively? And then also you think about this other tie, which is how AI could be used in terms of the hard tech. So actually manufacturing and seeing different ways in which we're manufacturing the future of the next form factor, whether that's a car, whether that's a drone, whether that's an electric vertical takeoff and landing type of aircraft. So it's all of these different modes that you're seeing from manufacturing, innovation. So I think that's something that's really interesting from safety and predictive analytics. When we think about detecting whether someone's tired, so drowsy driving, you're seeing all of this new technology that's being embedded in vehicles. And so
autonomous cars, people aren't even having to drive themselves anymore,
right?
Especially with these newer models, they're almost fully automated.
So it's just always cool to kind of see what's new, what's happening. Seeing the role of non-rare earth minerals in terms of building motors and what role that will play, especially as we think about, you know, really reducing our dependency
supply chain resilience.
So it's been really just eye-opening every time I come to CES and see from last year to this year. There's even companies where I remember looking at like a 3D rendering or model of what the product they were going to be building and coming to CCS. And you're like, oh, you know, like there's a company called Voltaic, which has an electric boat that's based in Michigan. This is a electric boat manufacturer. And it was so cool last year holding their 3D model. And then this year there is actually an entire boat that's on the show floor. So it's really interesting. You're able to get into the boat. You're able to ask questions, how essentially the types of sensors and equipment that's on the boat to help with understanding wake, how to understand how the prop wash is actually working in the best interest of the vessel and as well as those around it. And actually thinking about enjoying the pristine and calm environment. And specifically, I think about anyone who's a recreational boater being on the water and not having to hear a motor or smell
gas.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then just being able to enjoy a conversation and experience that way. So I think that part is really cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but my purpose here as well is also to talk about what we're doing in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I had two panels yesterday.
Amazing.
And
how'd they go?
They went well.
Nice.
One, I just talked about the work that we're doing within the Office of Future Mobility and Electrification, which, again, we're the first office of its kind in the United States.
Wow.
And so a lot of people had moments where they're like, wait, you're an office that likes to take risks. I was like, yes, we like to try it. We like to test
innovation in government. Not always something you hear a lot about, right?
Yeah. That's and amazing. We really lean into it. And we really lean into trying something new, iterating, working with people, bringing them along the way, especially as we're trying out new concepts. So really talking about some of that work. But then also talking about how we think about jobs of the future and where people will be able to work within the mobility industry, especially as it continues to evolve year over year. So that part was really fun, and just being able to connect with so many people on the show floor, meeting more and more companies based in Michigan or having an interest of coming to Michigan to actually manufacture or to deploy their technologies.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you part of a larger Michigan state delegation this week? Are there a lot of colleagues here? Are you guys, you know, evangelizing on behalf of Michigan to this industry from a economic development perspective, kind of as a team?
Yeah. So for this CES, it's a smaller group,
mm-hmm.
A small but mighty group. So there's someone on my team, and then there's also another person who's with the Economic Development Corporation. So there's two of us on the ground right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like anywhere you go, there's a small pavilion in the North Hall. And that's where folks can check out some of the companies that are based in Michigan.
All Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
Manufacturers and exhibitors.
Right. So we partner with Centropolis Accelerator. We have a program called the Make It in Michigan Prototype Grant Program. And so those grant recipients are on the show floor displaying what they have been building in hard tech specifically to support the mobility industry.
Love it. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you're doing a lot of fun stuff and a lot left to go. If the audience wants to learn more about traveling in the state of Michigan on a trip that they have coming up or wants to add Michigan to an itinerary and learn more about how to get around and some of the things that you're working on, where would you like to send the audience to learn more?
I would definitely say michiganbusiness.org/OFME, Office of Future Mobility and Electrification. You can also just Google the office, Office of Future Mobility and Electrification. You can find me on LinkedIn as well if you're just like, hey, you said something really interesting, I want to follow up. Justine Johnson.